If you don't do enough, you feel lazy. If you do too much, you burn out, and then it's not good either because you're going to be so stressed out just shouting at your kid every day, several times a day, right? But what I get then from those moms is the question then, well, where is the line? Where is the balance? And how do I reconcile that? Because it really became part of my identity. So who would I be without it? Where do you draw the line? And do you feel like you have a healthy balance? And are you using your strengths in a healthy way? Or do you take it overboard in order to compensate for your childhood trauma where you were not feeling that you were good enough if you did take time off? After everything was said and done, that you were able to go and rest in peace. Hi, and welcome to the Zen Supermom podcast. The episode today is for you if you are a busy mom or a dad who wears that busyness as a badge of honor. You feel like that's what helps you be proud of yourself because you're so busy, you never take time to rest, and it makes you feel good about yourself. It became part of your identity. Now, is that really the case? And is that always helpful? And are there different ways how you can keep achieving a lot without the negative side effects of not taking any time to rest or feeling guilty if you're supposed to slow down? Let's talk about it. Hi, Supermom or Super Dad, Alena here, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom system. And me and my team have helped hundreds of moms and dads start setting healthy boundaries with calm. And this is the first parenting podcast that is not about your kids, that shows you why none of the parenting techniques helped you stop yelling at your kids and how to control your emotions from jumping out so that you can be the safe, loving parent you wish you had growing up. This is the Zen Supermom podcast. Hi, Supermom or Superdad. This is Elena, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom system, where we help busy, loving moms and dads stop yelling at your kids and set healthy boundaries while staying zen, as perfectly imperfect as possible. Today's episode is amazing. I had it in mind to do this topic with you today. I was thinking about it since already yesterday. I knew that's what I wanted to talk about. And I knew I could do that only in the afternoon because my morning was full of conversations with moms who are thinking about joining us inside the program. And so when one of them told me exactly this, these words, like, yeah, and I feel being busy is part of who I am because I'm proud of it. It's like, how would I be otherwise? Then I couldn't help myself and I had to interrupt her and I told her, well, this is exactly what I'm going to talk about today on the podcast episode. So you see, if you're listening, like, you were my inspiration. I'm going to use your exact words today because I was like, thank you, universe. You just brought a perfect woman in my way to demonstrate to the moms and dads who need to hear this message. Because I don't know how about you, but the chances are, if you're still listening to this podcast, if it's not your first episode and you have already seen my crazy head before and heard me talk about this, you might understand what I'm going to talk about today. And that is the hyperachieving tendencies, like feeling that you always need to be busy, doing, a never-ending to-do list, never able to rest and sit and relax, because if you would do that, you would feel guilty, not good enough, you would be judging, criticizing yourself before others can judge you and criticize you, because that's what you're scared of, if others think you're not good enough. So do you listen where I'm going with that already? If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that it all goes back to your childhood trauma, not feeling good enough, right? But this is where it trips people up, because on one hand, you understand how this overachieving, restless energy causes you, like puts you in a higher risk to burn out. That makes sense logically. So you're like playing with the fire. Because if you don't do enough, you feel lazy. If you do too much, you burn out. And then it's not good either, because you're going to be so stressed out, shouting at your kid every day, several times a day, right? But what I get then from those moms is the question then, well, where is the line? Where is the balance? And how do I reconcile that? Because it really became part of my identity. So who would I be without it? And this is exactly as this mom was telling me. I get it, what you're telling me, and I don't want to burn out. And I see how that's costing me in my relationships, this being proud of being busy. But at the same time, I can't stand people who don't do this. I can't stand people who promise to do something on time, and then 3 days before the deadline, they just bail out. They are not responsible. They don't take ownership for things. And this is where I had to explain to her that not only the line, the balance between lazy and super high achiever burning out, that's personal. That's really for you. Who am I to tell you? Who am I to judge you? Who am I to tell you what is not enough and what is too much? Like, this is up to you to find. But then also see what that's doing with your relationships. Because we also had a group call yesterday, last night, with all the women inside who are already inside the program. And we talked about it again, about the podcast episode that I did, I think just like 2 weeks ago, about the police moms who are then stressing out the kids. And there was a mom who was talking about her daughter. She started by saying, well, my daughter, she's completely triggering me because I'm this busy, busy, busy doer. Yep, everything has to be scheduled and there's so many things going on, so I cannot afford to lose any minute. And that's it. And then my daughter comes and she spends 2 hours in her bedtime routine. So her daughter was already older. I think she was like 8 years old, something around about that age. And so I asked her, so, okay, tell me more about what's going on in her bedtime routine. And she said, well, she spends 1 hour brushing her teeth. And that triggers me. Like, I go there, I tell her several times to like speed up, like, come on, it's just brushing teeth, it's 5 minutes. Like, what are you still doing here in the bathroom? Basically stressing her daughter out. Because she, the mom, had such a like restless energy, like always charged up and always have to run, right? So this is where I not only send that mom back to the police mom podcast episode, but where I told her, well, what if I offered you a different perspective? Because while I don't know what's going on with your daughter, what is the reason why she spends 1 hour brushing her teeth? But what if the reason was that she feels so stressed out and so anxious about everything that her schedule throughout the day, that it's so charged up, it doesn't allow any space for it's just like stop looking at your watch, because she needs to keep running. So in the evening, she actually wants to take her time to just chill and regulate and calm down her nervous system so that she is able to have a nice peaceful night and she doesn't go to bed rush, quack, fast, just hit your head. Oh my goodness, I just hit my head. Hit the head on the pillow and then still have nightmares and wake up in the middle of the night not being able to fall asleep because there's still so much blah 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 in your head. So what if your daughter is actually like a Zen master who figured out that the best way to relax and take all that pressure off and not feel anxious and burned out and not show up any ADHD symptoms, because that's, by the way, some of those ADHD symptoms in our kids, that's where they are coming from. When they feel like they are not safe, they are constantly rushed, constantly like having to look out for danger. Is my mom going to yell? Am I late? Like, am I not good enough? Am I not doing this? And should I be doing this? Like, maybe your daughter already figured that out naturally, that that's what she needs. So she's spending 1 hour every night brushing her teeth because it helps her decompress. And the fact that you keep coming at her with your busy energy, it's just like, you're sabotaging her efforts, huh? Because if she was spending like extra 2 hours at night on social media, checking her Facebook feed or playing video games, then it's, of course, it's a completely different discussion, right? But she's brushing her teeth. So this is one thing when I want you to get curious about your life. where do you draw the line? And do you feel like you have a healthy balance? And are you using your strengths in a healthy way? Because being ambitious, having goals, feeling responsible and owning it, your to-do list, like having integrity with your word. If you promise something to somebody, of course you will do your best to make it and do it on time and in the quality required. But do you use it as a strength? Or do you take it overboard in order to compensate for your childhood trauma where you were not feeling that you were good enough? If you did take time off after everything was said and done, that you were able to go and rest in peace. Because this is what this mom was telling me this morning. She was saying, yeah, but I can never sit down and rest because there's always a cupboard to clean. There's always a thing to do. So I never sit down in peace. And this is where it becomes too much, right? Because while being ambitious and being responsible and wanting to have a nice, clean home, tidy home, those are strengths. Those are great qualities to have. And everybody appreciates it at home, I'm sure. See what it's costing you. And the ninja shift I pulled out on this mom, where I believe I was not able to see her face because unfortunately she didn't make her Zoom workout properly. So I could just hear her. I couldn't see her. But this is where I registered. Like, there was a big pause after I offered this ninja shift. I said, well, what if it was your daughter sitting with someone like me 30 years from now and telling her that she doesn't feel okay to just sit down and rest because being busy has become part of her identity that she's proud of? What if you heard her, your daughter, saying that to somebody 30 years from now? And that's where I didn't see her face. I don't know what happened for her, but there was a long pause after I asked this question. And so I explained by saying, like, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, now trying to tell you that if you keep going this way, your daughter will end up like this. That's not what I'm saying. But I told her, I pulled back the curtain to explain what I was doing with my question. I am trying to make you see, because from your perspective as you are, from your perspective, it makes perfect sense that you feel this way. But what I did, I tried to offer you a shift in perspective, trying to look at yourself through the eyes of somebody who loves you and who cares so much about you. So this is my invitation for you, super mom or super dad. Whatever arguments you are giving me now for why you need to keep being busy, what if it was your daughter or son telling me 30 years from now, giving me this explanation? How would you feel about that? And what is it that you would want them to know? What is it that you would tell them instead? Do that ninja shift on yourself. Because this is the... For me, it's interesting. I don't know if that's for you. For me, this is interesting conversation then. Because once you really start thinking about it, like, we get into this existential, who am I? If I'm not the busy, hyper overachiever, if I'm not the people pleaser who's taking care of everything and everybody, feeling guilty for taking care of myself, if I'm not that, then who am I? What is my worth? Why should other people love me? Why should I love myself? Ha ha! Now we are talking, yeah? Because that's what I want you to walk away with. Yes, this is the first parenting podcast that is not about the kids. But it's really not even about your anger. It's not about your burnout. This goes really deep into who you are. Yeah? Because none of us was born feeling not good enough. None of us was born as a hyperachiever. None of us was born as a, like, controlling police. You were born perfectly chill. Chilling, knowing that life is abundant, good things happen to people just like this. Food comes, warmth comes, clean diaper comes. That's what you were born expecting to happen. Unfortunately, for all of us who are here around this virtual table, I can imagine, you learned very quickly that that was not always the case. Things always didn't come. You had to deserve them. So your super smart brain started analyzing. Already there, already in a few months old, you started analyzing what are the situations in which I am much more likely to get what I need, which is basically anytime, like the care of your parents, ideally your mom, right? That's the person you care, you are attached to the most at the beginning. As long as you keep getting the care from her and the love and all the attention, no matter what, then you're okay. You grow up expecting good things to happen to you, feeling worthy, feeling loved unconditionally, no matter what. But as soon as the adult who's supposed to take care of you, no matter what, they start putting conditions. Like, no, my dear child, cry it out, sleep through the night. Because if you wake me up at night, I'm going to be mad and you're going to get it. That's why the cry it out method works, yeah, by the way. Like, this is not supposed to be a rant about cry it out method. I don't know why it came up to me. But this is one of the best examples for you to understand how the brain develops since we are newborns. It works, this method, because kids learn very quickly. Me waking up at night equals mommy getting mad and not liking me and then being grumpy the whole day and not smiling at me. So that equals me feeling scared for my life, because if mommy gets too upset, she throws me on the street, I will not be able to survive and take care of myself, because I'm just like, I depend on her for her survival. So then the smart baby does the equation, of course not in this like logical way, but they, by observing and by testing the reaction of the mom, the babies very quickly learn what are the boundaries. Where is it that mom freaks out? So what do I need to do for her in order not to freak out? And if you're like me, hyperachiever, controlling, like with strong judging yourself before anybody else judges you, that would tell me you grew up with a mom like this, who was like, it's too much, too overwhelmed, too busy. No, don't ask me for, like, no, give me my space. And you have to deserve my attention and you have to behave how I tell you to behave. And you have to be efficient with your time because I'm so stressed out. So you use your time well and don't waste my time. And you keep trying, because the more you keep doing and being busy and achieving, the more I will love you, my child. If that's how you grew up, then yeah. That's why you made being busy part of your identity. But why I'm making this long rant is to understand that's not who you were born. How you were born. That's not really you. That's the trauma, the childhood trauma speaking. So all that we are doing in our childhood trauma therapy is really taking those layers out, not trying to change you. You will have your natural preferences, your natural qualities, your natural talents, and you keep them. Keep being ambitious. Keep having big goals. Keep all of that. All that is needed right now is just take out those layers of trauma that make it your weakness. Because you see how that's breaking your relationships, it's breaking your kids, it is transferring that generational trauma onto them, so that there will be another generation of hyperachievers and stressed out, anxious, ADHD labeled people. We don't want that, right? So keep who you are. All that we are doing, not fixing you, not changing you, just taking out those layers of trauma so that you can go back to your core essence, who you are, who you have been. You still are this person underneath. You might have forgotten, you just need to be reminded. You do not need to carry that busy badge of honor. There is something much deeper in you, that feeling, that sense, that essence of being worthy. No matter what, no matter how much you do, no matter how much you keep running, even if you sit down and rest whenever you need it, to be fully present, finding that essence. That's what becomes possible once you do this work. Yeah. And I can't wait to hear from you. What is it that you get once you start digging underneath your own trauma, coping mechanism layers of hyperachievers and controllers, perfectionists, inner critics, We'd love to hear from you. What is it that you do discover? And last month we had 31-day unconditional love practice. We can link it up for you still here so that you can go on with that, because I got lots of great feedback. So by the way, thank you very much who shared your feedback with me, because that helps me remember it now and remind you that it's still available. Because this is what helps you like start already working through those trauma layers at least a little bit, as much as it's possible, and just like getting some written instructions and little exercises even without doing one-on-one trauma therapy. It gives you already first direction and first little hints on how you can start by yourself. Sounds good? So I'm checking if that's what I wanted to share with you. Yeah, I think I'm complete. I hope it helps you. I hope this episode will reach those who need to hear it the most. And if it was you, then I would love to hear from you. What is it that you got out of it? Take very good care. Super mom, super dad, super whomever is listening. Bye. If you like this episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and click on the notification bell so that you'll be notified when the new episodes are out.